Bethlehem Steel in Baltimore County's Sparrows Point was once the largest steel mill in the world. After 123 years, the mill closed in 2012. A photography exhibit from J.M. Giordano, Shuttered, Images from the Fall of Bethlehem Steel, examines the impact of the mill's decline and closure on his hometown of Baltimore. Giordano tells us more about the exhibit, the history, and his personal connection to Bethlehem Steel.
I guess my relationship with the steel industry goes back to seeing my grandfather take his last breath, surrounded by family and green oxygen tanks in his Dundalk home. He was a member of the mechanics union at Eastern Stainless and a Navy veteran who died of white lung from the mills. When it was all over, when the executives sent a letter of condolence, the union was there for my grandmother. I started documenting the collapse of the steel industry in the United States about 15 years ago when I covered the steel beat as a reporter for the Dundalk Eagle. Shuttered, my solo photography exhibition at the Baltimore Museum of Industry, takes the viewer on a tour of the failing mills of Sparrows Point in eastern Baltimore County. The exhibition's earliest image is from 2004, directly after tariffs had been initiated to try to stop the mass importation of foreign steel in America. The effort didn't stop foreign steel, but it did open the door for predatory investors to buy up the mills at the expense of its retirees, who lost large swaths of their pensions almost overnight. My photos show the once mighty Sparrows Point in Eastern Stainless, the mill responsible for the steel of the St. Louis Arch and the Golden Gate Bridge, in sharp decline and, ultimately, death. The images portray dangling limbs of rebar, a main office stripped of its facade, the faces of the retirees, women, men, black, Jewish, Native American, white, etched with the hard-edged age that comes from working the same job for almost half a century. In one photo, crosses crowd a yard near the mill, each one for a victim of drug and alcohol abuse that came with the snuffing out of promised jobs and bright futures. In another, the shining star of Bethlehem, built by the workers and affixed to the L blast furnace, shows brightly through a thick brew of December fog, soot, and ash, not as a symbol of hope, but as the last remnants of inevitable closure. Is there hope? That remains to be seen. The land, now in the hands of stewards who have respect for the legacy of the old place, is occupied by towering warehouses and temples of a consumer culture. Will those jobs last? Will at least a few generations know the taste of economic stability? We can only wonder.
Shuttered, Images from the Fall of Bethlehem Steel is on view at the Baltimore Museum of Industry now through April 2020. To complement the exhibit, the museum is offering a series of free public programs on the history and legacy of steelmaking at Sparrows Point called Remembering Bethlehem Steel. This series is supported with a grant from Maryland Humanities. Learn more at thebmi.org. Maryland Humanities is a statewide nonprofit that creates and supports educational experiences in the humanities that inspire all Marylanders to embrace lifelong learning, exchange ideas openly, and enrich their communities. Humanities Connection is produced by Maryland Humanities for WYPR. For Maryland Humanities, I'm Phoebe Stein.